This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 5th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. An uncanny alliance against alternative proteins. Water Board adopts urban cutbacks. And Biden performance worries some rural Dems. Alternative proteins opposed by livestock and enviro groups. The legislature approved a climate bond for the November ballot on Wednesday. A previous iteration of the measure had proposed $50 million for constructing a facility to develop alternative protein products at UC Davis. Yet an uncanny alliance of interest groups successfully pressed lawmakers to drop the provision. The California Cattlemen's Association and Western United Dairies teamed up with progressive groups, including the Community Alliance with Family Farmers and the Center for Food Safety, an environmental organization often at opposite ends with ag. In a letter to Senate President Pro Tem Mark McGuire, the coalition pointed out that investors poured $2.9 billion into the alternative protein industry in 2022. The same investors would profit from the state funding more research and development, while ag producers would not benefit, the groups argued. The ingredients, such as soybeans, are often sourced from the Midwest, adding to climate-altering emissions, they say. The products will also direct consumers away from California's sustainable beef and dairy products, claimed the coalition. Water Board adopts urban water conservation goals. The State Water Board adopted a regulation on water conservation for urban areas on Tuesday. It received consistent pushback on the rule for concerns it would take place to severe costs on local water providers, which the board estimated at $4.7 billion through 2050. The board said the goal of the regulation is to, quote, achieve long-term water use efficiency with the purpose of adapting to climate change by establishing unique goals for each urban retail water supplier in California. District suppliers are required to annually report their compliance and establish specific water use objectives and performance measurements beginning in January. Several providers addressed the board during the Tuesday hearing, both praising the common ground established in the multiple revisions of the regulatory text, while stressing the need for additional technical and financial support for individual districts. Vulnerable ag Dems criticize Biden's debate performance. President Biden continues to resist calls to drop his reelection bid, but the eyes of the nation will be on his interview airing this evening on ABC. Some House Ag Committee Democrats facing tough reelection races this fall are among the lawmakers raising concerns about Biden's debate performance last week. About 50 million Americans tuned in and watched that debate. I was one of them for about five very painful minutes. We all saw what we saw. You can't undo that. And the truth, I think, is that Biden is going to lose to Trump, said Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez of Washington State to KATU News in an interview that will air on Sunday. Democrats have been pushed to respond to Biden's shaky debate performance last week. Following a visit with farmers impacted by recent drought conditions, Representative Don Davis of North Carolina called Biden's debate performance a disaster, but said it was not his place to tell him to step out. But I can say this clearly, if he's going to stay in, he needs to step up, Davis said to local reporters. Similarly, Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota told the Star Tribune Biden was the only one to decide whether he steps down, but she'll be watching his campaign closely. Craig said, quote, I've been in touch with his campaign in the last couple of days. I've let them know what I need to see from the president. I need to see him out everywhere, talking unscripted, no teleprompter. And he needs to make sure that the American people have confidence in his ability to run for re-election. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Move over China, India, and Southeast Asia to drive food demand growth. A new report from the OECD and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization puts a focus on some of the export challenges facing U.S. agriculture in the decades ahead. The 10-year OECD FAO Outlook notes that China's role in driving global food and agriculture consumption is waning, and that India and Southeast Asia are going to be increasingly important to consumption growth from 2024 to 2033. China is expected to account for just 11% of global consumption growth in the next 10 years, compared to 28% over the past decade. India and countries in Southeast Asian countries are projected to account for 31% of global consumption growth by 2033. That's a reflection of booming urban populations and increased incomes in those regions of the world, the outlook says. Take note, because of dietary restrictions, India obviously can't replace China as a market for pork and beef. However, Joe Glauber, a former chief economist for USDA, now with the International Food Policy Research Institute, says poultry and dairy consumption in India will likely increase. The question is whether that growth will be met by imports or by domestic consumption, like what we saw in China. If the latter, then we could see an increase in feedstuff imports, he tells AgriPulse. By the way, the outlook sees limited growth in ag production in North America and Latin America over the coming 10 years. Growth will mainly be derived from productivity gains as the long-term decline in agriculture land use is expected to persist, but tighter regulations related to environmental sustainability and animal welfare will place downward pressure on yield improvements, the report says. Glauber says the U.S. share of the global market will decline in coming years because producers such as Brazil, quote, can more easily ramp up production to meet increased demand. OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, is a group of 38 countries with market-based economies. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's been an honor of a lifetime serving North State residents. That Senator Brian Dalley of Bieber, who's terming out of office this year, reflecting on his career as the legislature nears the end of its session next month. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.